This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A Fort Collins woman became the first Coloradan sent to prison for selling fentanyl that was used in a fatal overdose. CPR's Matt Moret reports.
The state's so-called fentanyl accountability law went into effect in July 2022. Andrea Bronco was sentenced to 10 years in prison after she admitted selling four fatal fentanyl pills to 24-year-old Kara Gorman. The Coloradan reports Bronco expressed regret in court, saying she was a fellow addict, not a dealer. The new charge can carry a sentence of 8 to 32 years in prison. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
A high-speed chase ended in a police shooting in Fort Collins early Friday. This all started after Larimer County Sheriff's deputies spotted a vehicle matching the description of one used in a possible kidnapping. The Fort Collins Coloradoan reports the vehicle ignored commands to pull over, and a pursuit that spanned several miles began. The chase ended with a crash after deputies shot at the car as it was coming toward them. The suspect fled on foot but was caught and arrested. Six people were injured in a shooting outside a Denver bar overnight. Denver police hasn't released a lot of details so far, but we do know the shooting happened outside the Horizon Lounge in the Park Hill neighborhood. No information yet on a possible suspect or the status of those injured. Another day of nice mild temperatures for the Front Range, highs in the mid-70s. This is CPR News and KRCC.